today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about the culture of Arba'een, the 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Today, Friday, is the 19th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today's special, we choose Chapter Al-Hijr, verses 75-77.
إن في ذلك لآيات للمتوسمين.
Indeed, in that are signs for those who discern.
وإنها لبسبيل مقيم.
And indeed, those cities are situated on an established road.
إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين.
Indeed, in that is a sign for the believers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blissful Quran here draws ethical and educational conclusions. It implies that there are various signs for the wise in this didactic biography for those who wisely draw their own conclusions from every single symbol, collect facts from every allusion made, and learn from every note what is to be learned. Some Islamic quotations indicate that the objective of applying the term who by taken do understand is the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and his Ahlul Bayt.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
This is Arba'in, let's go to the Arba'in. This is Arba'in, let's go to the Arba'in. Of Imam Hussein, let's perform the Arba'een.
Why 40 days? Because the number 40 holds tremendous spiritual significance in the realm of transformation. Jesus wandered in the desert for 40 days in order to experience purification and come to a greater understanding of himself and his mission. Moses and his people travel through the desert for 40 years before arriving at their home in the Holy Land. Reciting particular du'as for a period of 40 days is highly recommended in our practices as well. The unit 40 is said to be very effective if a particular du'a is recited 40 times or it is recited for 40 days, then its effectiveness is highly increased. Thus, as we perform the ziyarah of Arba'in and commemorate the Arba'in 40 days of mourning of Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him, we hope and pray that this 40 days of remembrance of Imam al-Husayn brings about a transformation in us by which we can continue to follow the path of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and carry on his message of upholding justice with true faith and a strong sense of sacrifice.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'in March and Arba'in Walk in Iraq. Another aspect that must be indicated here is that with this capacity of millions of peoples and people and pilgrims who woke up to Karbala from the various Iraqi cities and various, places, not only within Iraq, but, coming from various countries to Iraq, they rush to Karbala. This event can prove a good capacity for disseminating noble Islamic values, and for it can be also a very important seat and important a vehicle for giving them admonitions and many lessons regarding the rest of the Islamic teachings. For example, what may be the relationship between Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and Imam al-Mahdi al-Salam, or what may be the consequence of the similarities between Ashura and Arba'in, and what may be the similarities between Ashura and Arba'in on the one hand in the time of Imam al-Husayn Salam on the one hand and the rising up of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam much later. A phenomenon that will certainly take place. Another aspect is that on the day of Arba'in, not only the individual identity of people of Shi'is are revived, but also Arba'in has been packed with social significance and social and cultural and political significance.
In this part, we learn about lessons from Arba'in Walk. Lesson number one, equality. Right now is probably the greatest example of equality. We see the pilgrims from all social classes, genders, ethnicities, races, walking to Imam al-Husayn. They are all walking side by side and showing their love and loyalty to Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him. The other lesson is helping others. The mawakib, of course, you see them insisting to help you with any of your needs. If you need a charger to charge your phone or need a foot massage, because your feet are tired, then the volunteers at the mawakib will be more than happy to assist you. Erbain walking we're speaking about, that is a large potential for public democracy. In fact, Erbain walking as a cultural and religious phenomenon is a special opportunity and capacity to exchange meanings and ideas within the framework of the eternal movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. There are certainly other religious gatherings around the world that have a similar public diplomacy potential for their followers, but when it comes to Shia in the Middle East, it is safe to say that such a large gatherings is unique not only among Muslims, but also the global population. The walking journey has a large potential for public diplomacy, both in terms of inner religious dialogue and also for extra-territorial understanding.
The other benefit that you find during the Arba'een walk is that for days and days, many people, instead of being distracted by this world and engaging in sinful behavior, at least for 2 weeks, you find them more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping away from sin. Most of the youth that you see, they're just there on the walk, keeping away from their normal daily sins that they engage in, believe me. If there's no benefit to the Arba'een walk, except the fact that for 2 weeks you avoid sins, that in itself is miraculous. Today, with all the temptation and desire and sinful behavior, if for 2 weeks you can protect yourself from sin, that is a great achievement. And Arba'een gives you that environment. How does it feel to keep away from sin? How does it bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Millions of people are benefiting from this amazing walk. What does the Holy Quran command us, my dear brothers and sisters? The Prophet, for 23 years, he sacrificed and he gave his community. They came to him, Ya Rasulullah, how can we pay you back for all these services? Not one day did you ask for a favor. So we'd like to compensate you. We'd like to give you back. The Prophet would never speak of his own. He would always wait for revelation. He told his community, let me wait for the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wahi, the revelation came down upon the Prophet. Ya Rasulallah, tell them the following. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I ask for no wage. The Quran deliberately uses an interesting Arabic word, ajr. In the Arabic language, you know what you use ajr for? Ajr basically means payment. In a business transaction, if you buy something, the money that you use to pay for that product is called ajr, payment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word payment in the Arabic language in the Holy Quran. Why does God use this word? Ya Rasulullah, they'd like to pay you for the religion of Islam. This is the product that you gave them, Islam. What's the payment they have to pay you in order to get this religion? That is al-mawaddata fil qurba, the love of the kin. Follow and love my family. And mawadda in Arabic doesn't just mean you love them in your heart. You express that love. You show that love in action.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Please keep us in your prayers and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.